Be hers and mine.
Okay. If somebody's been visiting and about to leave, you'd say, if you were going to tell them to come back, you'd say,
oh, I've enjoyed your visit so much. Please come and see me again.
Okay. How about if you were going to address them specifically as a group of people? You know, like I'd say, y'all come back to see me. What would you say?
You come back to see me. I guess I'd say you all. That's what most of us Southerners do.
Yeah, right.
But the correct way to say it would be, you come back to see me, even though it meant more than one.
Meant
a group.
If you were trying to find out who'd been at a party, what would the question you'd ask to somebody who had been there?
Who were there?
Okay. And if you saw a group of children walking along, and say it was children that came from one neighborhood but from a lot of different families, and you're asking somebody about the children, you wanted to find out, you know, what families they belonged to, you'd say, or you want to find out who their parents were, you'd say,
who were their parents?
Okay.
Or who are their parents? I wonder. Either one would do, because you, who were would be wrong, because evidently they still have parents. So I guess you should say, who are their parents?
Yeah. When you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, like, you know, everything you said, say one night making a speech, you might say,
well, his speech was really good, but I didn't like the other man's speech so much.
Okay, what if you were gonna, what if you hadn't been there and you wanted to find out what he had said, so you might ask somebody that had been there?
What did Mr. So-and-so speak about tonight?
Yeah, okay. If you're maybe speaking about some children that don't have any parents, or maybe both their parents have died, you say, no one else will look out for them. They've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And speaking maybe particularly about one guy in the family, if no one else will do it for him, he'd better do it
himself.
Okay. What's bread, what kind of flour is usually used in bread you bake in loaves, or that you did bake in loaves?
Well, white lily or
how about, you know, specifically like either wheat or rye or
wheat flour, white wheat flour.
Okay. White wheat flour?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between that and just regular?
Well, if you just said wheat flour, it could mean whole wheat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what I'm thinking about, right, okay. And when you used yeast, well, I don't know how else you'd make a loaf of bread without yeast, but what would you call it?
Yeast bread.
Okay. Name some other types of bread that you might use flour to make, you know.
Biscuits,
mm-hmm.
Buns, muffins, scones.
What are scones?
Rolled scones.
Scones, oh, okay. What are those? Just another type of
bread.
Oh, okay.